be thinking about the mystery of death. And yes, it is a solemn subject. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. The Apostle Paul, in several passages, personifies death. And so you must. It behaves as if it is a person. It stalks you through life. All life is a fight against death. Sickness is only a department of death, a warning, a premonition, and ultimately may very well carry us to it. It's a constant process, death. Why, it's obvious and so often said, we're dying from the moment of birth. Death is demanding, relentless, no yielding. It tortures you. It plays with you, death. It baits you. It mocks you. It's always there, the great shadow over you. It almost beckons you in life. Some people it beckons in a curious way. It kind of challenges them to do dangerous things, to go in for perilous pursuits, or it lures people into drink and drugs or things that will eventually be the ruin of them. Or if you're so made and you're inclined to deep depression, death comes in, it's a coward, and beckons you. Death. It'll take away your loved ones ruthlessly and take you from them. Death taunts. It taunts us. Some of you young people, you don't know much about the taunting of death yet. You will. When from time to time as you get older and you get sick, first of one thing, then at another, it just looks you in the face. And death kind of leers at you. Come on, come on. Death, oh, friends, it's so dishonest. I know a lady not so very long ago. She had an operation. It wasn't a particularly serious operation. She was getting so much better, and suddenly she's gone. Nobody expected it. The doctors, no doubt, had done their best, and the surgeon, and it wasn't a life-threatening thing. And this happens, and suddenly it swoops. If you're not converted, you're at the mercy of death with all its tricks and taunts. Death disfigures you, and your body is now decomposing, and in death is disfigured, and it's lost its life. If you're not a Christian, everything you've ever learned, every experience you've ever had, every skill you've ever picked up, everything that's added anything to you and made you more worthwhile as a person has gone, finished, never to be exercised again. Death will not be reasoned with. It's entirely unapproachable. You cannot persuade it to leave you alone, not for a moment. You have no worse enemy. You have no more formidable and ruthless enemy than death. There's nothing to be more feared in the Bible, in the book of Job, in chapter 18. Death is called the King of Terrors. And when you're near to it, it can be that too, consciously. It leaves people lonely on earth. You go alone through the gateway of death. Nobody can accompany you. Nobody can be with you. Somebody is seriously ill and they go to the hospital, they take their husband with them or their wife or somebody else. You go through the gates of death entirely alone. You're going into judgment, friend. Everything is over. Death is judgment, the judgment of God upon human beings for sin. But if you come to Christ and you trust in him, you may be the most evil man or woman in the world. And people may say, how could such a person ever come to Jesus Christ? But if you pour your heart out before him and tell him your worst and ask him for his pardoning love, if you mean it, he'll change you. And so when the time of physical death comes, Christ will lift us right through it. And we will scarcely taste it and know it. When the light of this world turns out, the light of another will come on. and he'll receive you. The friend of sinners, the Saviour of men, listen to him.